Well, that was our opening song tonight for those patch singers. So great job, young people. We're glad that you're here tonight. If you are a guest for the very first time at Stanley Heights, we have for you a Connection Point booklet. It will tell you about Stanley Heights. It will be your guide for our time together. So if you would do this, just raise your hand, and when the ushers pass by, they'll give one of these to you. It's yours to have and to keep. Inside of it, there's a guest card. If you will complete the guest card, then on your way out, give it to an usher, or you can put it in the offering box to your right or behind you when you leave here, and we'll send you a thank you note thanking you for being our guest at Stanley Heights Baptist Church. Well, tonight is our Christmas concert. We'll have a number of things happening tonight. Have the Patch Kids, they have another song to sing and a skit to do. We'll have a number of children who are learning different instruments who will play, our church musicians in training. And throughout the year, we'll have periodic concerts that they put on before church. This year, we're having them all do their concert together with us. We'll have our adult choir and instrumentalists playing together as well. And then you're going to sing and be part of our worship together tonight as well. So I'm glad that you are here celebrating our Christmas season together in this way. All right. As far as announcements, just a few things I want to point out to you, and that is that, remember, we still are doing our canned food drive for the Chattanooga Rescue Mission. You see the cans out there and all, and we'll continue to do that as well throughout the season. Next Sunday night, we'll have our carols and candlelight service. And so it's always a delight. If you are a pastor's prayer partner and would like to be, make sure you sign up to be one. There are sign-ups in different places around here. If you are a pastor's prayer partner this year, you need to sign up again next year. So just because you're a partner this year doesn't mean that you'll be one next year. And you can see that described in your bulletin. I want to say thanks again for folks who've been involved. Friday night, we had ladies here doing some wonderful things for the people for the ladies at the Chattanooga Rescue Mission. A number of you even gave financial gifts. You couldn't be here, but just to bless them in this Christmas season, folks who were out yesterday in our last literature outreach, it was wonderful, and thank you all for your help and service in that way. And then remember, for Christmas cards, a great way to do those, they're on the table back here to your left, and a great way to get your cards out, and make sure you do take care of that. All right. Oh, I think that's all the announcements for today. Let's say the scripture that we're learning, our Light Into My Past scripture. This year we're learning about the Bible's teaching on salvation, a theological term each month, and the truth that it's that defines it. And we end with where our salvation ends. Our salvation, I guess, ultimately began in the mind of God, but our salvation ends in heaven, where we're free from the flesh, and we're free from sin, and we're with the Lord, and the Bible term for it is glorification. Let's say together 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." I will be forever free from sin when I die, since my glorified soul will be present with the Lord. And when Jesus returns, my body will be too. It's going to be a great day. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we will continue on tonight in our Christmas concert. So, Lord, we thank you for the privilege of gathering in the name of Jesus. There's wonderful music that we will enjoy, but really we ask that your Spirit would speak to us from the words of it and remind us of the center point of this season is you, as you sent forth your Son. And in his name we come, asking for his blessing, asking for his presence to be known and experienced as we gather in this place. And so we ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit have great freedom to speak. And we pray all of these things then in Jesus' name. Amen.
Ever since God created man and placed him in the Garden of Eden, God has always wanted to dwell with and fellowship with mankind. When Adam and Eve sinned, their sin made that close fellowship no longer possible. But God promised that he would raise up one who would destroy Satan and would free mankind from the curse of sin.
God's desire to truly dwell with his people would be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. John 1:14 tells us, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us."
Jesus was the fulfillment of God's promise to again dwell with his people. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, believers have direct access to God. As children of God, we are now the tabernacle that God indwells through the Holy Spirit.
For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I would dwell in them and walk in them. I shall be their God, and they shall be my people.
God still wants to dwell with men. Have you let him come into your life to dwell with you?
It is our time to worship together. We're going to sing hymn number 127, Thou Dost Leave Thy Throne. Let's stand together and sing hymn number 127, Thou Dost Leave Thy Throne.
Thou dost leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thy camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee.
And then we're going to sing verse number 4 and then 5 of that song. And as our skit, quoted out of John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And they quoted verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. And we look at verse 4, Thou dost camest, O Lord, with thy living word. Let's think about that verse for it, as we sing.
Thou dost camest, O Lord, with thy living word. Thank you.
we have throughout the night. We'll have these different young people who are learning to play. Some of them are in our Fine Arts Academy. Others take lessons in other places, and they're ministering tonight. I want to thank Dr. Thomas. He is the director of our Fine Arts Academy, does a great job in really helping families and helping young people to gain, I think, a love for music. And really, what we want to have is young people that are able to use these abilities that they develop and the disciplines that are part of learning to play an instrument, and use these for a lifetime of service for the Lord. And so I want to say thank you to Dr. Thomas for a great job. And thanks for all of our moms and dads who are making these investments in your children and developing the abilities that they have. All right, so we will have three different blocks of players, and they will go one right after the other, and you'll enjoy their ministry to us.
I'd like to point your attention to the missionaries that we have in our bulletin today. The Lords are serving in Israel. They had a couple prayer requests for Irina and Asia, I'm going to say. You can read it, and or you can look at the name and pronounce it a different way if you'd like. Also, they're praying for just faithfulness to share the gospel. And let's pray with them about that and these two people that they've asked prayer for. Also for David and Donna, serving in a restricted area. They're continuing to pray for Donna's recovery. She's able to walk using a walker now, but I'm sure she'd like to be able to get back to moving around like she was before the accident. And then also they're asking prayer for Moses and the people that he is ministering to. So let's join these two missionary families and pray with them and pray for them as well as we continue on. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness to us. Lord, we thank you for our missionary families and for the work that they are doing around the world in different places, Lord. And we do pray for the Lords, Alan and Hagit, that you might just be with them and help them, be with these two that they are asking prayer for, and that you might just uplift them and encourage them, Lord. I pray that you might help them as they seek to reach out to those around them. Through Project Nehemiah and through other contexts that they have, that they might be able to share the gospel faithfully, Lord. We also think of David and Donna as they are ministering, and for Donna especially, that you might just help her to continue to recover more and more each day from this accident, and she might be able to get around like she was used to, and also for their prayer request for Moses and the people that he is ministering to. Lord, I pray that you might just help them and show yourself faithful to them. And Lord, I just thank you for the time that we can come together in fellowship and just enjoy the season to celebrate your birth. And I just pray that you might be with us as we continue celebrating and that you might just encourage and uplift our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
We get to sing together once again, but just in a moment before we sing, choir, as we start, please make your way on up to the choir loft. A couple of things are going to happen while we sing. One, we get to stand and sing praise to the Lord. And two, as we sing the song, How Great Our Joy, we're going to sing it with dynamics. So when the arms are bigger, are we going to be quieter or softer? Y'all win. I would say that was a trick question, but really I just flubbed it. But when the hands are smaller, are we softer or louder? Softer is down here. No, we're gonna sing it echo. We're gonna go soft, so hands will be a little bit down here, and then when we sing your hymnal, you'll see an F. It's forte. Hands are gonna be out here, and you're gonna be singing out. So let's stand together and sing 144. How great our joy standing together. How great our joy.
While by the sheep we watch by night, glad tidings brought in angel bright. How great our joy, great our joy. Joy, 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 joy. Praise be the Lord in heaven on high. Praise be the Lord on heaven on high. There shall the Lord, so he did say,
verse number 4, this gift of God will cherish well.
This gift of God we cherish well, that our joy our heart shall feel.
To offer a king, we have come to worship.
Standing once more together, hymn number 163, As with Gladness, Men of Old. We're just going to do verses 1, 2, and 3.
As with gladness, men of old.
Be seated.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed all those singers and players tonight of all ages. I hope you've enjoyed them very much. Well, tonight we're going to close out our time by singing about a birth announcement. Now, this is a wonderful birth announcement, the birth of our Lord. In fact, it was so wonderful, it was attended by angels and shepherds. Even wise men came from the east to honor this one. I don't know if you could have a more exciting birth announcement. Now, there is another exciting birth announcement that is really exciting, at least to me, and I know to some, and that is Ben and Marie Muldoon have a baby on the way coming in the end of May. And now that's an exciting birth announcement, right? And they said, how do we let people know? Because they're going to, after next Sunday, they're going to be out on missionary deputation until, I think, in the spring, like 3 months. So how do we do it? I said, well, let's just do it tonight. So there we go. Now, that's an exciting birth announcement. And I don't know if you want to present to them gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. I don't know if frankincense and myrrh will do them much good, but gold won't hurt anybody, I don't think. But tonight we're going to close out our time together by singing and talking about a song that is one of those songs of Christmas that it's entitled We Three Kings, and it tells about the three wise men who had came to meet the Lord when he came. Each of the verses, I'll talk about it, we'll sing about it. And then we'll put it all together and we'll close out our time together by singing each. You'll just follow me. It'll be fine. The words will be projected and everything should come out just right. The first verse of this song describes the passion of the seeker. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. And here they come from the east, hundreds of miles. These men, significant in their place, learned astronomers coming from Mesopotamia, following a star, asking for guidance, seeking God. How many of them were there? Well, the tradition is that there were three because there are three gifts. Though we really do not know how many there were. These are men who are wealthy and prominent. And yet these men of high position in their land came seeking at great cost and effort for God as their king. Interestingly, I just heard the other day that there is this year for the first time in 800 years an alignment of two planets closely together. And this phenomenon is called the Bethlehem Star. Could the Bethlehem Star phenomenon be the star that these men followed? It could be. I'm not going to say it isn't. I don't know if it is. This same phenomenon, by the way, I heard on this news report, but you know, you really can't believe the news, frankly, can you, half the time? But this same phenomenon happens every 20 years. It's just not as noticeable because the planets are not as closely aligned. But every 800 years, they're aligned like this. It could be. But I do know this. This phenomenon was a supernatural phenomenon. But the supernatural phenomenon intersected with men that were seeking the one true God and men who had been studying the scriptures and realized that it is the coming Messiah, the deliverer, who they were seeking. So let's sing together the first verse of We Three Kings. We'll sing the verse and the chorus. Let's lift our voices together.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel afar, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, your beauty bright, westward leading, thy perfect light. The next three verses each describe the gifts.
And while the first verse describes the passion of the seeker, the second verse, the third verse, and the fourth together form three verses that, in a sense, describe for us the prophecy of the gifts. Because each gift is a prophecy of Jesus. When you read verse 2, born a king of Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. It's a prophetic picture of Jesus' deity. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords with an eternal reign. In Isaiah chapter 60, we're told of the millennial kingdom, when Jesus will rule on this earth from the throne of his father David. And while he is ruling on the throne of his father David in the millennial kingdom, we are told that the kings of the earth will bring Jesus gold as gifts, reverence to him who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Now, the third verse describes frankincense. And this morning, whenever we did children's worship, as Morgan McKay brought this for us, these hold gifts of, in this case, gold. The second is frankincense. And if you could see this beautiful container, it's a stonish feeling compound or element, but it's ground. And frankincense is common for worship. In fact, the Lord's worship in the Old Testament law had an altar just for incense that was part of the Lord's worship. Incense was included in the daily offering. Frankincense particularly was used with a very specific offering called a meal offering. In Isaiah chapter 60 again, when Jesus is reigning on the millennial throne, the kings of the earth bring to Jesus gold. These are gifts that describe his reverence. And we are told that they will also bring him frankincense as gifts of worship. And when we sing that second verse, it reminds us of worship. And so we read the words, frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him, God on high. And then there is the fourth verse. The fourth verse describes myrrh for us. Let me read to you the words. Myrrh is mine in its bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. Myrrh is prophetic of Jesus' death. Myrrh is aromatic, and it is made into an ointment that could be used as a perfume. It could be used as a medicine, but its common use is preparing bodies for burial. Did you know that in his life, Jesus, or in his earthly existence, Jesus was honored with two gifts of myrrh? The first is the one we celebrate when we think of these three kings, the gold, the frankincense, and here you have the myrrh. It was given to him then, but the second gift was described for us in John chapter 19. We read of a man named Joseph of Arimathea who took the Lord's body from the cross to bury it in his tomb. He was not alone. He had a helper with him. His helper's name was Nicodemus, the same man that you meet that came to Jesus one night seeking to know the Lord and how he could have eternal life. Nicodemus brought on that night a gift of myrrh and of aloes to prepare the Lord's body for burial. These men took the body off the cross and they wrapped his body in linen with myrrh and aloe. They wrapped him in swaddling clothes. At his birth, wrapped in swaddling clothes, a symbol of his death, given a gift of myrrh, foreshadowing his death. And at his death, again, now anointed with myrrh and aloes, again wrapped in linen in swaddling clothes. And when you sing these verses, we sing them thinking of these three gifts and their prophetic significance. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sing the second, the third, and the fourth verse, all of them together without a break. And then we'll talk about the final verse together. Are you ready? Born a king on Bethlehem's plain.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain. Gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Frankincense, so offer have I. Incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising. God. Bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb.
The song doesn't end there. There is one more verse. The final verse is describes Jesus in his glory. Remember, in the 60th chapter of Isaiah, I told you that when Jesus is reigning on the earth in the millennial kingdom, there will be gifts brought to him. There is gold brought to him. There is frankincense. Gold describes his deity. Frankincense describes worship. But there's a third gift. What's the third gift? The third gift is myrrh. Why is it that these two gifts, gold and frankincense, are brought to the Lord but not myrrh? The myrrh is not brought because myrrh is a sign of death. But as he reigns, he is not here. He is risen indeed. He is now the king who reigns forever and ever as King of kings and Lord of lords. And we sing this last verse, rejoicing in the risen Savior who is glorious. And so let's stand together. We'll sing the final verse, and this will be our dismissal for our service tonight. Glorious now.
Glorious now. Behold him arise. King of sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia. Earth to heaven replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, God.
So, Lord, we praise you that you are living and you are the God of all the earth. And in your power, we praise you. We pray, oh God, that you would do a great work in lives of people like us, that we would come to you, know your transforming power, and that you would bring us to submission to you as our Lord. And so we ask your blessing as we go into this Christmas season. And we thank you for all that we've experienced tonight, all the work of the young people and our men and women who have given of themselves to bless you and to bless us all. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night. Amen.